down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports Podcast with your host, Joe Kay, and of course, the president, owner, CEO, and overall lord of the TSL, Topper. And sitting over there in the co-host chair, we got the mouth that goes a mile a minute, Trish! And of course, we got a couple of guests that you can't wait to hear from in a minute, so let's get to the show.
Minus didn't move.
Historically, that's how that would work.
All right. Okay.
It is okay. Because I already started recording.
I know you did.
Yeah, it's only been like for 4 seconds though. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the week 8, 9, I don't even know where we're at anymore, edition of the TSL podcast.
The week 8 recap.
The Lenny and Ramirez Day recap, essentially. Coming to you live, but also recorded from Topper's Tavern and Poolside Cabana and Dog Park and just about everything else. It's a little bit rainy out here in Sanborn, but it doesn't really matter. It's a little bit quiet compared to... Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
What's going on over there, bud?
I'm all right.
We're Are good. You all right,
we're, though? We're good.
All right, you say that, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Joe Kay. Alongside, as always, my little partner in crime here, Patrick McGovern. Topper, hello.
Hello.
Lenny Ramirez Day, man. Huge success, huh?
I think so. I didn't leave the bar for most of the day.
Right, but that's usually how it should be, right?
Right.
But Lenny Ramirez Day was awesome. We'll get more into it. Yeah. We'll definitely get more into it. And then the returning voice. Somebody who's been here at least once a season for the last, since Lenny started doing this, right? The most honorable prophet, I believe, is the way he used to call you. Dave Walter is here.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, peeps. Hi, David. How's life been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm alive and well.
You look good.
Weird shade of pink, as per usual, but other than that, I'm good.
Is it a weird shade? Like, should we contact a doctor?
No, it's not quite mauve or anything, or salmon, if you will.
You seem salmony.
Close to a fuchsia.
All right, and then our new person here, who she was lucky enough to drive here, 45,000 minutes to get here? An hour just
from,
to come
from
to...
From Derby.
From Derby to Sanborn. Hey, Derby has the tops too, Topper.
You do?
And a Dollar General. Sure.
Yeah, what? I live like right behind, or well, in front of the tops.
I guess it depends on where you're going.
Yeah.
I love it. That voice that people might not be recognizing is that of the alleged... number one female in all of Topper Sports, Melanie Linsmere. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
No, people just call me Mel.
Is your name not Melanie, though?
It is.
You just want to be Mel. No,
she likes Mel.
She doesn't want to say it
like
angrily.
Mel.
Hi, Mel.
I just
Mel.
Smile.
All right. I just smile a whole bunch. All right, Mel is here. Like I said, you made the drive. What made you decide to be on this show? Besides me bothering you. What are you doing?
You just asked me.
I did just ask you. But Topper's breaking stuff. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Seriously, do we have to just adjust microphones?
We're good.
He's just preparing for his fight later.
I love it.
Yeah. Me versus the cow.
Yeah. Not you, Mel. We'll get into it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm leaving.
I think you stand a better chance against the cow.
I love the Sanborn.
I love it. So Mel's been here for 4 minutes, and Topper's already compared her to a cow, which Topper thinks
I want a mileage reimbursement.
Actually, just submit.
You get a shot of Jameson and like it.
That's basically mileage reimbursement's hilarious. You should do that for people. That'd be amazing. All right, so Mel, how long? Let's just start with you because, well, everybody knows who the hell the rest of us are. All right, you've been in the league for how long now?
3 seasons. This will be my third. I joined in spring of 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just immediately started ripping people's heads off on the field.
Yeah. Matt Helm brought me into the league. We went to Canisius together.
From the Untouchables, right?
Yes. And then, so I was on the Untouchables, and then in the fall joined Scared Hitless, and then spring 2022 joined Breakfast Club because you... asked me and
right.
like, yeah.
Do you regret your decision?
No, I do not.
So. I didn't think so.
Because we have the best team on Breakfast Club.
Hey, now.
Wow.
Hold on, let me look real quick at the standings. Okay, nope, you're still finished second, so that's cool. But enjoy the bye that we're going to share.
Yeah.
You're not, but we'll get on that in a little bit. Okay, so let's just get right into it. So you were ranked. How did you feel when you found out that you were ranked number one based on all the tens and tens of voters that we had?
I was just excited and thankful to everyone who put my name on the list.
Did you vote for yourself?
No.
Why not?
I actually didn't.
Did you vote at all?
No.
Of course not. Would you have voted for yourself?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I would have voted...
Modest too.
I don't know who I would have voted for. I don't know that many people.
It's tough.
Like, I just started to, like, get into this season, like, knowing people.
Right. Do you think you're the best person in your family?
Oh, yeah. And I'm...
Shots fired.
My mom's favorite. And
I love all of that.
Same.
I was my dad's, but who knows now?
I love that. So let's see. All right. So you just basically had this ridiculously cool way to get here. As I saw on your Instagram story, so you can talk about however much you want, but a lot of people might not know this about you. Not too long ago, you were having brain surgery?
Yes.
So why don't you tell everybody how far you've come? Because it's actually a really awesome story going from where you were to where you are now. It's really impressive. Go nuts.
Okay. So in April of my senior year of college, 2019, I was... like, found out I had an AVM.
Okay, for people who don't know what that is, explain it a little
so, in my brain, like, the veins and arteries in my brain are supposed to be connected by capillaries, I think, and they were just in a knot. So basically, like, yeah. So basically, I went through monthly procedures of getting embolizations and them, like, gluing off parts of my brain until I had to decide between surgery or radiation, and then... I chose radiation or surgery in December of 2019, and then basically was in the hospital for a month relearning how to do pretty much everything.
Like walk and talk and everything.
Yeah.
That's great. So basically, so about a year and a half before you started playing in the league and dominating people, you had to remember how walking works. So
yeah.
I don't know what that says about
the,
our
the
league talent.
The muscle memory came back way quicker than the speaking.
I love it. But yeah, I mean, because there we were on Saturday, and I'm watching you juke Travis out so bad that I'm pretty sure you're the one that broke his ankle, and it wasn't the mysterious
awesome.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He was reffing the one game, and he was limping. I was like...
He was just walking. Yeah, we'll get into him a little bit more, but he definitely, allegedly, he hurt it during his game against the Dills, and then a pothole found him the wrong way, and I don't know if he's actually legitimately hurt or not, but it doesn't look great.
Yeah.
But, as I burp. So, yeah, no, that's...
He's had a rough season.
Yeah,
right. I picked him off.
Well, I mean, you have to. Well, that's
the
all
the Garbaz
incident.
Is it a real injury or is it just?
No, his ankle was a lot bigger than it was supposed to be afterwards. So.
Oh yeah, I remember.
It might not be great.
That.
I mean, he's a nurse, so he should know if it's
he's
fucked
a nurse?
Up or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then he should know what an AVM is.
Amazing bedside manner.
I don't have any comment for that one, Dave. Thank you. So that's crazy. So, like I said, are you enjoying the league? I mean, you must be. You're around. You keep doing more and more.
Yeah.
And so
from one team to two teams
to three
teams.
Team.
Yeah.
So then the ridiculousness that was last weekend, Lenny Ramirez Day, we had... Bagpipers following certain people around for over 40 minutes.
Thank you.
We had a free ice cream. We had the dunk tank. We had the reggae band. We had... What else the hell? Oh, the shirt guys, the t-shirt makers, which was really cool. Although, again, the best t-shirt was apparently the one you gave me like 2 weeks prior that everybody wanted. That dark blue one, people kept asking, how did you get that? I didn't even see that. So
yeah, I'm not sure how it escaped me to tell him to have long sleeve shirts ready.
I don't know.
Because that's all
like,
I wear.
That's like your go-to. It's an 80-degree day.
One now. Yeah.
80-degree days like 2 weeks ago, and Topper goes, hey, I got another shirt for you. I go, let me guess. It's a long sleeve shirt. And he's like, yeah, of course it is. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'm a long sleeve guy now. So when you see all of this ridiculousness, like, what do you think as somebody who is relatively new to the league? Like, what is that? Like, we get it because we're psychopaths and, like, we've been in the cult for forever. But to somebody newer, like, what does that make you think?
I feel like my family's just as crazy, so I'm used to it.
So there should be more of you in the league, is what you're saying? They just don't want to take the bus from Derby?
Yeah. Well, Jamie is on my one team.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I asked who you thought was the best in the family, and you said you confidently.
Oh,
there's no backtracking. That's backtracking.
Right into that.
Yeah.
It's called leading the witness. Shots fired.
Yeah.
You think you're better? Nah, you already think you're better than her. It's fine. You don't want to say it. You don't want to say it. You don't want to say it.
She's definitely better at basketball than me.
That has nothing to do with the TSL.
We're equally as good. I make
see,
up for
the dogs
her.
Are calling you out
on
that bullshit.
I make up for her not being there
Brent's
when
here.
She's off in the Adirondacks.
You don't
got to
tell me about that. Always somewhere. Every time. Hey, Mel, do you want to replace your cousin if you can? Oh, I can't. I got to go jump off some other waterfall, so it's fine. But, Yeah, Lenny Ramirez was crazy. So Topper, now that we've had it, we had the rundown. How did it go for you? Like, give me your full on. I think it went off without a hitch, man.
It did. I mean, you know, it was a little windy, so, and a little on the chillier side, so the dunk tank took a little longer to get going.
Yeah, I noticed that too. But then you got B's brother in there.
We got B's brother in there. The tater tots were in there.
Yep. I think, didn't Meg hit, like, Meg Malin hit, I think, four straight bullseyes?
She hit it, but it didn't set the machine off.
Oh, what the hell? We have a faulty dunk tank?
I just don't think she was strong enough.
Whoa, more shots fired.
So many shots being fired today. Unbelievable.
I'm cranky. I've only had one cider.
Dunk tanks and cows. Topper's on a roll.
What else can you beat up? I can't believe it.
Did you throw any?
I did not. No.
Oof.
Actually, yeah. Neither did I this time around. Yeah. And I'm usually...
I feel like there. If you're going to throw, you should be willing to get in the dunk tank. You know?
What? You're not
you
willing?
Just
I wasn't willing.
Nah, it's too cold for you?
Yeah. Have a pool.
I know, I see it. It's right there. It's fantastic.
Why would I want to go on that?
I want to go on a dunk tank. Because people would want to throw things at you.
People would definitely want to throw at me.
Yeah, everyone would be lining up.
No idea. The amount of people that would want to.
Just met me.
Right.
Make one cow reference.
It's not a reference. Yeah. You literally said you could defeat a cow in a fight.
The mile reimbursement.
If you fill out the proper forms, he'll 100% reimburse you. Like, if you make up your own form, he'll probably do it just because it's too funny.
I'm a notary.
Charge
for
him $100.
Kind of
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Just a stamp of Lenny with a thumbs up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. But so, Dave, then we'll come to your little experience here because I know that in the middle of Breakfast Club, all of a sudden I heard a whole bunch of bagpipers play, and I was like, oh, it's just that thing we do. But then they took a shine to you, bud.
Well, I made the mistake of leading into Lenny and Ramir Day and telling Topper that I was feeling a tad bit hungover or under the weather, is the best way to put it. And so Topper goes, I've got a cure for you. I've got a remedy, if you will. Okay, I can only imagine what he could possibly come up with. Well, it turns out that his remedy was three bagpipers staying within a 10-foot radius of me playing as loud as they possibly can.
So good.
And honestly, it really was good, Topper. I'm impressed. They were very nice people who took my beer and still didn't go away, which was fine. But I had an entourage.
You had a good entourage.
I had people playing bagpipes, and anybody who doesn't like bagpipes, I have nothing for you.
Yeah.
So it was. I'm very thankful, and my head still hurts. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, so I have to ask you, did you have that plan the entire time, or was
no.
this out on
so,
the whim thing?
No, it was on the whim. I wanted him to follow someone around.
Naturally.
But, you know, who... I didn't know. But then Dave was sitting putting his cleats on, and I hadn't seen Dave in a couple weeks, I feel like. So I was like, Dave, you going to be here all day? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. And he did literally said, I don't know if I should be frightened or excited.
Accurate. The 100%
was both.
Accurate. Yes.
And I said, maybe the frightened side of things. It's not bad. I mean, having bagpipers follow you around is kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody gets that, that's for sure. I mean, it's no mariachi band.
No.
Here we go.
It was also pretty funny because they literally followed me like cartoon style. Mm-hmm. So if I took a step, they took a step. and I don't know if that was planned too, but it was really cool.
No, that's just what they do.
Oh, that's great.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you
only missed 13 minutes. Did you? Yeah,
was
right. He said you only missed 13 minutes. Our new special guest, Brent McKenzie from TMA is here. Hi, Brent.
What up, what up?
Hi, Brent.
Right. He doesn't even need to be near the microphone. He's just sitting naturally around. I love it. Brent is here. You missed Lenny Ramirez Day, though.
I did.
So uh-oh. What we're talking about right now is that Patrick paid bagpipers to follow Dave around for what? How long did they follow you around?
Follow you around?
Right around
30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, and for an hour. And I said, just spend the first half hour spending him around following you.
That's awesome.
Sorry, man. You're going to have to
go. No, it's all good.
I love it. It's so good. The dogs are going nuts because there's a new person here.
Yes.
They have to readjust.
New person. Yes. Hi.
I mean, you literally need no introduction, so I don't have to do that part. But I will ask you something about Lenny Ramirez. I don't want to ask you where he works. I don't care because you were a disappointment anyway. But...
Wow.
But
welcome.
I know, right?
You were lucky enough to play with Ramir, right?
Yes.
You had him on TMA.
Ramir played with TMA for two sessions. It was great. TMA was kind of kind of a hot mess.
Yeah, they were.
For lack of a better term, for a little while till we got ourselves together. And I would definitely say that Ramir coming on the team and kind of settling a lot of us down,
right,
helping us with our confidence and stuff like that, definitely helped us out. And yeah, so I mean, it was great having him on the team. You know, it's just, I think he must have known what was going on, I think, prior to the session that he decided that he wasn't going to play with us again.
Right.
Unbeknownst to us. But yeah, it was definitely a good time having him on the team and super helpful. I mean, we learned a lot from him. And just, Romero's just awesome. Romero's just awesome to talk to.
Good dude.
Just such a great guy, down to earth. The one thing I love about Ramir, and this is now something I take to heart and try to do myself, and it's hard for my personality type. Ramir was unapologetically himself.
Correct.
And like, this is who I am, this is what I believe, you're not gonna change my mind. I'll discuss thoughts with you and kind of go back and forth, but if it was something he truly believed in, that was it.
No, you're pretty right about that. What else can I say about that? Do you have a specific Ramir story?
Ooh, specific Ramir story.
Mel, you definitely don't.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
But,
so one of the things I remember with Ramir, and it was the first time I understood the whole dirtiest player in the league thing.
Go on.
Was probably the first session that he decided to play with us. I couldn't tell you who he was guarding, but it was a female, and she was one of the faster females in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And probably about three plays after he started covering her, I hear her go to him like, she's like, "I feel you tugging on my jersey." And he's like, "Yeah, you're faster, I'm older. I know what I need to do in order to keep up
well aware of the situation."
And he goes, "And until they call it, it's going to continue to happen."
And it's funny when the
head he was the head of the refs.
When the head of refereeing
the refs.
That's so funny.
That's Ramir.
It's so funny, fantastic. When you think about like Ramir saying that stuff, but then you think of like Coach J as like the new head of refs who would just be immediately not breaking any of the rules.
Right, exactly.
Whereas like Ramir's like, "I'm going to break every rule just so that I know how to break them the right way to what..." Yeah. He'll say to find what to look for. Yep. He knew what he was doing the entire time.
Absolutely.
It's bananas. So, David, do you feel that Lenny and Ramir are proud of us for Lenny Ramir Day? Or do you think that they think we could have done more?
I think the two of them would have absolutely loved what we did. I mean, anytime you got everybody together and celebrated, anytime you got to make fun of Travis to some degree, anytime you got to make fun of most people in the league, Lenny was usually happy. Anytime people were doing shots,
Lenny was very happy.
Anytime there was a dunk tank, Ramir would have been happy. You know,
and recruiting for the dunk tank.
1,000%, we would have definitely had more than just the tots in the dunk tank. Right. I think,
well,
overall,
there was a time I used to just call it Tommy Hughes' bathtub.
Well, actually, I was going to say that was actually
a
good thing that we did
after that.
I do put chlorine in it.
He puts a lot of chlorine in it. Like, you can totally
bleach
your skin white if you go in there.
So basically, I come out looking like Michael Jackson. Is what you're
saying. With better hair,
or at least,
yes.
At minimum, Sammy Sosa.
Lord. Where is this one
going? Right. You invited me.
Yeah. It was me, but that's fine. But yeah, so like you said, you're right. So it was basically like the Tommy Hughes bathtub for a while. But
yeah.
But like you were saying, that was kind of better because everybody wants to throw shit at him.
That's
so that
true.
Just gets more people involved. But he'll sit up there and just talk shit to everybody walking by, like you, like a carny, essentially. And that's usually how it would go. But I mean, like, and I was going to say this to you. The day goes so fast when you're doing
it
all that stuff.
It does.
Like, besides playing, which is one thing, like, you're just thinking about it, like, all right, cool. So the shirt guy's setting up there. Hopefully, like, before you know it, we're buying B's brother a shirt. And then you blink, and it's like, like I said, the bagpipers are following Dave, and then they're looking for him on the fields, and it's funny.
I didn't play. I did get a touchdown Breakfast Club. Then I had to go take care of some stuff.
Oh, really?
After I burned Baker. We'll get into that.
We'll get into that in about 2 seconds. But
burned Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So my...
Have you ever seen Topper's feet?
Yeah, nobody else has it. But it's there. Like, it is
I could
there.
Take a cow, Brett.
They can't see it.
I could take a cow.
Quotation
Brett,
marks.
All right, Brett, so because you're going to be lost on this cow stuff, right before we got on the air, Dave brought up a question that I believe you said Todd Nixon originally brought up.
Yeah, it was, I forget exactly who was around the table. I know Aaron was. I know Savati was. But the question was, what is the largest animal you think you could win in a fight?
In a fight?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to fight it.
Largest animal.
Yeah. Brett is just racking his brain.
Wow.
Right, it sucks.
He's thinking back to college. Let's see. Let's see.
Topper is not an acceptable answer.
Cow.
Topper.
The cow. The cow. Those are like, what? How much does a cow weigh? Like six?
Yeah, but I feel like they're very limited in what they can do back to you.
I asked like him if he meant a cow or a baby calf, maybe.
Right? No, I'm thinking one of those field cows that I passed by.
You know,
by.
Like a 1,600-pound cow. No,
yeah,
big deal.
No big deal.
Get that thing down and just claim victory.
Yeah.
All right, I want to be really clear that you understand that the cow was thinking the same thing about you. Get that thing down and take care of it. And
yeah.
What can it really do?
Well, yeah, I mean...
So he said a cow. What do you think your animal is?
That's a tough question, because, I mean, even if it's small...
Right.
It's mighty.
Right, exactly.
My answer was a kangaroo, because I had a puncher's chance, but I still think I lose.
I think that thing would kick the shit out of you.
Yeah, because a cow is such a better answer.
That's,
yeah. A cow can't kick you.
No, they can trample you.
A cow can't even move. Like,
exactly.
Did you say move? I love all of this. The worst part is, I was like, hey, this will be a fast show. Now back into fighting animals.
Jesus Christ. I'm going with like a poodle.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I think.
I mean, you're gonna take a bite or two, but at the end of the day,
you'll probably win the fight, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So you gotta go a little bit higher.
So the biggest is he can beat a poodle. Okay.
The biggest.
Way to go out on a limb.
I think my answer is B's brother, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? That joke's for Ramir. Anyway. All right. Fun was had. We're already off the rails, but that was the entire freaking point of this.
Maybe we won't finish by 7.
Yeah. Just get ready for your alarm. So we're going to go right into the 9 o'clock games. Mel, read them up.
All right. Eyes Downtown with the win. 53 over Gray Hair Don't Care, 37. The escorts, that was Eyes Downtown was a crossover game. The Escorts versus Genitalia. Eyes Downtown with the win. 24 to 23.
Where are you?
You're reading back now. You went backwards.
Escorts over Genitalia.
Yeah.
You said Eyes Downtown with the win again. Downtown. It's all the bolding. Topper, you did it horribly.
Sorry.
All
right. The Escorts with the win with 24 over Genitalia, 23.
There we go.
Little Deeks with the loss. Oof. 37 versus Steph Infection, 39.
Really?
Yeah.
Trisha's Tiny Disasters with the win, 26 over Dominatrix, 25.
Okay, so Eyes Downtown took on Gray Hair because Bobby had to play flag football or something like that. I don't know. Bobby has Bobby reasons, but the problem is that it takes Gray Hair players off of our Breakfast Club team.
But so I also heard that Bobby left halfway through.
Of course
his
he
game.
Did. Burr finished the game because they were up
yeah.
by a bunch. So
Burr was all about like
of course,
star quarterback.
Oh, he did. He goes, okay, you know the best way to move up rankings is you play in D1. I'm like, well, technically you're playing a D2 team here, so I don't really know if that counts, but.
No, that got him ready for our D3 team.
Okay, of course it did. Anything gets him ready for that team. He loves what he's doing with that. But yeah, so either way, Gray Hair took a Raw Dog and Amber away from us for our Little Deke Steph Infection game, where you want to talk about the game you played in it?
Well,
I watched you.
We were also missing Ashley Garrett, who's our starting quarterback.
Yeah, but you get Langley instead, and he's a better quarterback.
Ooh, it got real silent.
But we also didn't have Ashley, myself, the first time we played you guys, and I don't know who else. Oh, Camille. You only had Steph for the girls, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe. I wasn't there for that game. I was in Dallas or San Diego.
I wasn't there either because I had something. Lifeguarding, I think it was.
Irrelevant. Continue.
Yeah. but... Yeah, so
John was slinging it though for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, John was doing so good, and Travis was getting so mad
because. I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Special.
Dan was counting too fast for him.
All right.
Okay.
Dan was counting too fast. Not for him, but for, like, in general.
Well, the Dave was the rusher for you guys. Mm-hmm. He was counting fast the one time. Like, John is like, oh my gosh, he counted so fast. Like, Dan, count mm-hmm. fast for this one until they catch it.
And Billy knew about it, and there's your key word there.
Yeah.
But at one point he said, everybody slowed down the counts. That's all we needed. Nobody did. And it's just like, you would blink, and whichever side of the ball you were on, like, they were in
there. They were coming.
So, they're so quick. Dan's so fast, and Dave's pretty quick, too. So it was rough. We had to start with five people because of the aforementioned. Two people had to bail, and our captain decided to come strolling in. Kelly, like, 15 minutes in, we're screaming, get out here. But it was fun. It was fun watching you. Travis tried to man you many times, and you're just moving so quick that he couldn't keep up.
Oh,
it was
I
amazing.
To watch that.
That's what he was mad about. Oh, it was a thing of beauty. He like fakes in, cuts out. And just
oh yeah.
Well, that's why people don't prefer. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's terrifying to watch, actually. But good for you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thanks. So anyway, it came down to I don't remember how the game ended because my Saturday was a blur. But
yeah,
I think we needed to go for. Oh wait, no, we scored. We had to go for two. We didn't get it or something like that.
Yeah.
As far as I remember. Irrelevant. But Topper,
yes.
You guys almost won a game again.
So we were winning. We had 26 points at halftime.
That's amazing since you only
scored 25. 25.
Impressive.
I was very confused by our score reading.
No, blame it on me. Well, were you on field one?
Pardon? Yeah, we were on field one.
Oh, so
sorry,
I heard Jay was the quarterback.
Yeah, Jay was supposed to be our ref.
And he was reffing when you guys were on offense.
Correct.
This is awesome, by the way.
And I was reffing or Jeff May was reffing when they were on offense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
they
so
basically rotated referees the whole
time.
I love
self-reffed.
Val comes over. It's like, she's like, it's a shit show over there.
No,
it
actually
wasn't.
They're
doing pretty well.
It wasn't a shit show
out.
At all, to be honest with you. It was fun. Like, we were all just having fun making the calls. And no one complained. There was nothing to argue about. Everyone knew each other. So I was just like, we could do this. So, and Jay got to play, so it was good.
And so Jay threw for Trish's team, right?
Yeah.
Because Hogan, who, he's not going to get a loser of the week for this, but he had to call in because he got COVID.
Tested for COVID,
so
yeah.
He decided to stay away, so that kind of made us have a little scramble for refereeing and whatnot. But Jay stepped in, and do you know why? You had 25 points at the half and didn't score at all?
Correct.
Well, you said you had to go take care of things, right?
Well, I wasn't even really playing. I did call my shot again.
Go on.
Right up the middle on Dave Baker, because, you know.
Because why not?
He doesn't think I have speed.
Well, he's not wrong.
He's not completely wrong. But he the play worked. So.
I mean, technically, 1 mile an hour is speed. It's all speed.
Whoa, Brett. Listen, if anyone's going to call out my speed here, it's not going to be the three of you. She can call it out. But the three of you should not.
Okay, the four of us need to do a race one time.
The only winner will be the ER when we all tap the insurance.
The insurance companies will lose. Yeah.
I've got nothing.
I know, right? So you would have come out and beat Brent's team, but instead Brent wasn't there, so you know nothing about what happened in your game.
I do not.
That's fine, you weren't there, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's not what you're here for.
I had to be responsible.
Dave. Did you remember your game, or you were too busy getting it literally blown out your ear by the bagpipers?
Well, so I actually recalled the second half of the game, because the first half of the game I was in somewhat of a blur due to previous night's events.
That's called alcoholism.
Not true. He's lying.
What was it?
Lack of sleep.
From?
Lack of sleep. I don't sleep well.
Alcoholism.
Not true.
Go on.
All right, so, accepting the fate at hand of not alcoholism, the Escort Genitalia game was actually pretty good. Kyle threw the ball very, very well for us. Emily makes a huge difference being able to rush.
Yes.
And honestly, I think that was the difference in the game, being able to get after the quarterback. We actually had the game in hand, so we allowed them to score on the final possession because they couldn't catch us. So once we went up by 11, the game was done.
Fair enough.
So they scored on their final possession to make it a 1-point game, but
it didn't really
it was never really that close.
Yeah, this might be the closest Breakfast Club week of all time. A 1-point, 2-point, and 1-point. That's bananas. Usually somebody loses by like 1,000, so that's pretty cool. Alright. Well, with that, we'll just move on to 10:00.
Alright. This is another crossover game. Legends with the win 49 and past our prime 19. Itches and O's with the loss of 8 versus Sleazen Season with the win, 22. Puckett All-Stars, 26. Varsity Has-Beens with the win, 32. Come From Behind.
We're all children. There's no way we're not laughing at that. There's no way we're not laughing at that. Come on.
Come From Behind with the win, 40.
Brent's so happy.
Passing Bad Intoxicated, 26.
All right, so Legends beat up on Past Our Prime, who were without Hogan. Do we know who threw for Hogan? Do we care? Because it doesn't look like things went too well. Nobody knows?
I don't know who drew for him, no.
It's irrelevant at this point. I mean, the Legends went out and did what they do, being the better D1 team. And not having your quarterback will always be brutal in a crossover game, of course. Sleazen Season gets a win over Itches and O's. It's a little surprising to see Itches and O's only scoring 8 points.
Well, they're not a morning team.
You don't think so? You think that actually affects people?
I think so. They always want to play in the afternoon.
So why did you make them play in the morning?
This was a makeup game.
Fair enough. That's on them, then.
I think anytime you seem to get quick pressure on Steve, anytime you get a quick rushing girl or a guy who can get there, he seems to struggle to move the ball around. I don't know what it is, but if he can't be stationary or get rid of the ball right away, you get to his second read and he gets himself in some trouble.
No, that's fair. And then Sleazen Season, of course, has, like, Rachel running him down, so that's just... Yeah, that's... She's quick as a hiccup.
Never
so
a terrifying sight.
Maybe one of... Right? So, maybe one of the more surprising outcomes of the weekend, Varsity Has-Beens gets that big win over Puckett All-Stars.
That is a big one.
That's huge for them, because I know they needed that to try to squeak into the playoffs, because if anybody's paid attention to D4, you'll notice there's 12 teams in there, I believe, and...
Minimum.
Yeah.
I think 14.
Yeah, no, there is 14.
14?
In D4?
Yeah, I don't know. There's just way too many.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, okay, cool. So like I said, 12 teams, and I'm pretty sure 4 of them are going to miss the playoffs unless we do.
No, 4 are missing the playoffs.
All right, there you go. 4 missing the playoffs, so the playoffs. There you go.
Like, don't get it twisted.
You heard it here first. But that also that means every game in D4 matters. Even for Puckett, who had been on a hot streak as of late, a loss from the, because they started off, I think, 0-3, and a loss could, they're in that
they
like, weird middle.
End of actually, year.
You have the standings in front of you. Like, yeah. Who's currently missing the playoffs?
Tops.
Currently, XMD, Ooh. Today's Feast, Varsity Has-Beens, and Tox.
Yeah. We'll get into that mess in a little bit for you, David. But, so there's that. D4 is bananas. D5, coming from behind. Come From Behind. Gets a big win on Leonard Ramirez Day. Did they bring the pudding shots? Did they do all the stuff they did?
Well, they did.
That's what really matters. Yep. Yeah, you handed me one. I remember that now. And then
just one?
You only handed me one.
I got some in the garage still.
We're in the garage.
They also had Thurman there, which is something we forgot to mention for the Lenny and Ramirez.
That's one I keep forgetting, too. Yeah. So
he wasn't there just for that day. He was coming out one of these days, and that just figured to be the best one for him to show up on.
It would be, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Thurman Thomas came out and hung out at the fields for a while, and he signed some stuff.
He did.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
that was really cool. About
it. So you got to talk with him. Did he enjoy his time?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did it feel like he was bullshitting just as, like, the usual, oh, have a good time? Or, like, does he really like the nonsense we're
putting on? No, so he's got a daughter that's 23, I believe, that Paul wants to get active in the league and play.
So she'll be on Come From Behind, or she'll be on Team Topper?
She'll probably be on Come From Behind.
That's pretty good, though.
I don't...
That's kind of awesome, because that just means more Thurman Thomas, and people just go nuts for that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of that. Passing While Intoxicated takes another loss. Not much really else to talk about there. And that means we'll just move on to the 11 o'clock games, where we'll have some stuff to talk about.
All right. When Dove Cries with the win, 38 against Bullet Club, 26.
Hell yeah.
Dilfs with the win. 45, Notorious BNB, 21. The Untouchables with the win, 42. Sleazen Season, 25. 2 tutties, 0. Against TMA, 31.
Yay, yay.
Did you get the recap of that mess or no?
I didn't get too much of a recap. Because
there wasn't much to really recap.
Yeah, I don't think it was too much to recap.
It didn't matter. Pirate Leonard Ramirez Day, Ferger came out to watch, so it was cool to see him around. TMA just, I mean, honestly, the 2 tutties haven't won yet, but they still love the league.
2 tutties, I watched a good chunk of that game.
Please, do tell.
2 tutties seems to have quite a bit of athletic talent. Their quarterback has to learn the game a little bit.
Corey knows all about that.
Seems like a very, very good dude just learning the game.
100%.
Maybe I'll check him out this week.
They're new to the league, right?
Yeah, this is their first time around. So There's that.
And they jump. Ooh, and
they're currently minus 225 points in the hole. They got a lot of work to do this week.
Well, after Christine stomped on them two weeks ago, what are you going to do? Then the Dilfs went and played the B&B. They won 45-21, kind of par for the course there. Mel, why don't you tell us about your Untouchables getting the win over Sleazen Season 42-25?
Well, like I said, Burr was...
fucking jacked. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Was in the 9 o'clock game. He's all pumped up. And then we just had a good game, like everyone. Meg was a little hungover, I guess, but you couldn't even tell.
Makes sense.
Oh. Yeah. You couldn't even tell. You couldn't even tell.
We knew Meg's hungover.
Oh. Yeah, we just... like did our stuff and worked every time. Actually, when I don't know when what point of the game it was, but Burr had a wide open pass to Matt Helm, and then I came from behind and wiggled my way in, and they
No, what the fuck?
Wow. Can you show us how you did that?
We need diagrams. So,
right.
I
can't.
That's
my curfew.
All right. What time is it?
I'm gonna need a shot of Jameson myself. Yeah.
Is this on purpose?
No. You guys just all have dirty minds, I guess.
Excuse me, you're the first one to laugh, and you realize. So, real quick, what the people at home didn't get to see is the hand motion she did for wiggling her way. Yeah. Like a fish swimming motion. Maybe we do need the video cast just for shit like this. All right, so you came from behind and wiggled your way in.
And then the quarterback, I don't know who it was, the quarterback for
season two. Newman.
Yeah, he was so against it for, like, Matt blocking. And he just handed me it and stood still. Like, that's not a block.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
So if his feet aren't moving, it can't really be a block. You're good there.
Billy didn't call it, and the other ref, who I don't know who it was, said
it's irrelevant.
He called it, and then Billy was like, "No, he didn't."
Billy said, "No, not today."
He literally didn't move.
Not today, nerd. Get out of here. Go work, Billy. Billy Gunn. That's why he's such a badass. When Dove Cries 38, Bullet Club 26. This was a battle of who had realistic subs. Both of us were missing many, many players. I was missing, like, Paul Johnson, and I replaced him with Raw Dog, something reasonable, something like that. I also got Nick Bucek to play, because we were missing some people. Topper was missing Salvati and Nixon, and he proceeded to get the Sticky Bandits to fill in for him. They didn't have a game, so I guess it made sense. So Adrian and Andrew were playing, and we're already at a disadvantage from this bullshit, but it's all right.
It seemed legit to the rules. I mean, they're there. So
I know you know what you did, because you wouldn't tell me who your subs were, because you wanted, and I quote, to see your face when they showed up.
That is also true.
So I don't feel bad for going,
but also
for
the record, you wanted them as well.
I did. That's actually how I knew they were going to be them, because I was like, oh, shoot, Topper's saying he's got, like, I asked Adrian, he's like, oh, I'm already playing for Topper. I'm like, that's fine, I'll get Andrew. And it was like, no, Andrew's already played for Topper. Like, oh, it's going to be one of them. So that was exciting. But the game still wasn't, even with all of this bull, the game was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
The best part of the day was that Dylan threw really, really well.
Dylan was on fire.
I've said it because I, like, poked fun at him, but has been the best season with, like, him getting on the same page with us and all that jazz, but he threw some real great passes, like, all over the field to just about everybody, and we just couldn't keep up is what happened. We would get down, he threw one bad pick in the end zone, and that kind of, like, flipped the game. And you know what? Even though Topper had his ringers, which he did, but he's just nodding.
He's nodding,
he knows what he did. But, like, to his credit, though, like...
What, Topper? And you do it again?
It's fine. I could care less. It's still funny. But Topper was throwing... like, Drew had some great catches for the touchdown. Talia had an amazing turnaround touchdown. The only real reason that... like, not the only real thing that, like, the quote-unquote ringers did was... we got stopped, 6-0 at, like, the 2-inch line.
Yeah.
And then just to get some space, like, Topper threw a quick pass to Adrian, who was in the slot, and he, like, made a quick move, and Dylan just fell for it, and Adrian scored just ran down and scored. It was awful.
And all you should have done that all game. And
then Topper goes, well, that's the longest touchdown in Topper history. And I was like, I fucking hate this guy. So that happened. We ended up, that was with, like, 6 minutes to go. We came down and scored again, but at that point, we wouldn't
have time. Wait, you didn't come down and score again. I decided I was going to put myself in for defense as a safety.
You're then, just let us have it, man. God.
What?
We're 0-8. Just let us have that we came down and scored again.
I was going to say, that Dylan just threw it right over my head.
We did actually just go, that guy. Here's my bitch.
But I'm like, well, they've been doing that all game anyways.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to do any worse. And I kind of did.
That's funny. So that's fair. But we didn't get the conversion, and then that put them up by 12, so there was no reason to finish the game. So that was the end of that nonsense. Let's move on to noon, please.
All right. Scared Hitless with the win over Tight Ends in Motion. That score was 35-31. Frodo Swaggin with the win over Show Me Them TDs, 37-15.
ILF
with the win over Can't Touch This, 37-33. And Travis Henry's Kids with the win over Southside, 33-29.
Amazing stuff here. All right, so the big surprise is that, well, Travis Henry's Kids played Southside really close. I thought they had everybody, but I don't know who Southside has anymore. Like,
I have no idea who they have anymore.
Because they had like rosters flip like three times with breakups and non-breakups and a whole bunch of other stuff. But jeez. I think they're back. Like the team that was pretty good.
The quarterback is back.
Tyler's back, and that's the only one I really remember. So, I mean, I guess having a quarterback in D6 kind of matters.
Crazy, I think so.
Craziest thing, right? So... we'll get into that in a bit. But so Southside kept it close. So maybe Travis Henry's Kids running away with the division or like the championship isn't as slam dunk as we feel like. But Southside might be the only one that can beat him for sure. Let's see here. Frodo went on to beat up on Show Me Them TDs. Nothing really there to write
who
home about.
Who threw for Frodo?
Who did throw for
without,
Frodo?
Without Garrett being there, who threw for Frodo? Just out of pure curiosity.
I have no
idea.
On,
Topper, what are you paying attention to? I don't know.
The band?
I didn't catch that game. I was still recovering from bagpipers. So.
Right, no, that's fair. You were definitely shocked. Like, nobody's going to blame you. I don't know, but it doesn't seem to matter.
Okay.
I guess it's because they won by 22, so whoever filled in, great work. ILF beat Can't Touch This. Can't Touch This first loss in 4 weeks, so I think that puts them at, 4-4? You got any Topper stats on them?
I do have Topper stats here. Can't Touch This... What division? They are 4-4?
Four.
There you go.
They're -2 on the season.
Right, so they're pretty even. They're keeping it close, so good for them. And then...
I did putting shots with those guys at the bar.
Oh, good. Did Ryan tell you how unfair...
He wasn't there, I don't think, Ryan.
Oh, that's a big reason why they lost.
I don't know everyone's names,
the tall, handsome one that throws the ball.
He wasn't there.
That's how we describe you.
No. There's two ugly guys and a girl.
Also how they describe you. Weird. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But Mel... Scared Hitless 35, Tight Ends 31. D2 team getting the win in the crossover game, which is really neat. Yeah. Tell me how it went.
So me and Carly were our only girls. Carly is a phenomenal
rusher. Is she the pass rusher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's fast. To be the other one since they were the only girls.
Yeah.
There's other girls on the team.
Get,
I just don't
know. Right.
Thank you, Mel.
And I actually played twice.
Go back to Derby.
Pay the mileage.
Yeah.
I'll give you...
I'll write it up. I'll make something up. I actually subbed for Tight Ends in Motion twice because they
never
had no girls because like something happened to every one of them, and then Travis wouldn't let me sub anymore
because
I already got my two.
So that's what happens. Rules.
That's what happened. It's a great rule.
Is it though? Because like I mean, never mind. Stop. Continue.
Here we go.
So we just. We're like kind of even scoring, and then Chandler, our sub, just grabbed the ball out of the air and like.
We call that a catch.
I know.
She's raising her arms to the Lord. I'm so
high. Like jumped out of nowhere, and like in a whole bunch of people, and then this is another good one. So Tyrone tipped it, Dave Baker tipped it, Kyle tipped it, and then it ended up in Tyrone's hands, and then he just ran, like, got a little bit of yards.
Just a lot, just playing volleyball, essentially.
Yeah,
pretty much. Top Gun did just come out, so it makes sense.
And then they had to go for the extra two to tie it up, and Carly was just, like I said... a super good rusher, and
she's
Seth
fast.
Seth just threw it right to Johnny, and he just said,
Johnny fucking football?
Yeah, Johnny fucking football.
Johnny fucking football.
And he just ran it in to put us up for.
I think we have a highlight of that. Well, of Johnny catching a ball from.
Oh, yeah.
And what's a Stoner Dave's?
Yeah, Stoner Dave was just like, I'm going to take a bunch of pictures and explain it to the internet. He's all over Facebook saying, like, oh, this is the picture of these guys. Like, yeah. He's just telling random people about the league and why we're doing things. It's like, what does he do? It doesn't matter. He's on drugs. It's fine.
Yeah, isn't it on Instagram?
That was everywhere. He was putting it everywhere.
Come on.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
Did he wiggle it in there?
I believe he did.
So, this is coming from behind. Do you feel like, so on your team, I know that you and Jamie get a ton of cred, like, publicity and all that jazz. Do you feel like Carly feels slighted, maybe?
No, not that she feels slighted, but she doesn't get enough credit as she should,
right.
I guess.
I think people even talk about Kat more, and Kat's, like, never there, right?
Yeah.
So, that's another thing. So, that's kind of bullshit. So, I'm glad you're, like, giving her the shout-outs.
I don't think I've ever heard Jamie talk.
It's because women tend not talk near you.
I understand that. But usually I hear get away or something like that.
Or the sound of the mace spray.
I'll get my pepper spray out. Something like that. But
yeah, she is very quiet. Yeah.
To be fair, though,
she's so outgoing everywhere else.
It's so backwards, right? It's so backwards. I love it, though. But again, Topper, to be fair, people don't pepper spray you anymore because they know of your natural immunities to it now.
Yes.
It's
one good thing that came out of college.
Other people's college. Screw that. Let's just go to one. All
right. Show me them TDs with the win over Free Ballers, 22-20. Zach Attack with the win over Today's Feast, 47-15. Practice Squad with the win over XMD, 21-0. And Tater Tots with the win over 716, 44-14.
That a forfeit?
Practice Squad was a forfeit. It didn't print out on your sheets because I did something wrong.
Typical.
Surprise.
Yeah.
The T in TSL stands for Topper.
Yes.
Like you got our Steph infection wrong.
I corrected that last week. But I go off of what
they read the sheet.
Yeah, I corrected it though.
I'm really glad you're here, Mom.
It's tough.
Well, you basically compared her to a cow earlier.
How do they raise these girls at Derby?
The right way. That's
jeez. So Free Ballers lost. Let's start
there. Yeah, Free Ballers lose.
Just show me them TDs.
Right. That's kind
TDs.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's missing that one, but go on.
The pin drop was the best part because now it's extra fun. Show me on TV. That's kind of a big win for them. I don't know what's happening to Free Ballers. I don't know if it's a too late in the day thing, and they've already had their pudding shots in them. I don't really know what it is with them.
Those were good.
Yeah, they were super good. But anyway. Yeah, so big. That's a huge win for Show Me on TDs. Where does that put? Well, everybody makes playoffs in D3, right?
Yep.
So it doesn't really matter, but they get a big win because they had just gotten blown out by Frodo, so it's not going to on the day. You can't complain about it. But Zach and Tack got an even bigger win because they actually scored points. 47, that might be a team record.
That puts them in the playoffs right now.
Right. Like, by how much, though?
By a win. Mm-hmm. So, and they're up by 48 points in the plus-minus differential, so they should be good.
So what's going to end up happening is that we'll probably have like a 14-way tie, and then your program will just figure it out, and we'll have to explain it, but we don't really know how.
Oh, I know how to explain it.
Do you?
I do. Listen, Lenny and I had to go through this in detail one year.
Listen, all I know is that Lenny always says, Topper puts a number in his machine, and it spits it out, and we just go with it. So.
Right.
So but that's not really explaining it.
I actually have it. I mean, if you want me to read it, I can.
Go for it. Read it.
Well, I have to find it first, so go on, keep talking.
All right. So then Tater Tots took on 716 and just blew them out of the water. They won by 30, another big win for the Tots.
716 had the better record coming in, too.
They did, but Tater Tots finally got a quarterback.
Who threw for him this week?
Jeff Easton is their quarterback, my buddy Jeff.
All right.
He's back in POG form. It's great to have him around, but they love him. You know, they just, like, they were so excited. Like, you turned our season around, you saved it, and he's like, I'm just some bum. I don't think that's really how it worked, but I didn't even wear orange. But he's having fun being back, and they're having fun having him, so that's all you can really ask for. So it's kind of like, it's like when B randomly joined practice squad when their quarterback was hurt.
Yeah.
It really worked out for
that
them.
Made a huge difference for them.
So Tater Tot's going through the same thing. And Topper should have everything ready to read right now.
No idea.
Okay, fair enough. So with that, we'll move on to the 2 o'clock games.
right, Free Ballers with the win over Buffalo Vice, 34-21. Cunning Stunts with the win over Spinelli's Plumbing, 45-40. Red Zone Mafia with the win over Not So Sticky, 41-23. And the Woodpeckers with the win over Let Us Win, 21-0.
Woodpeckers get a forfeit win. That's I know awesome. That. Yep. Let Us Win, forfeit. Free Ballers rebound from a semi-shocking loss to beat up on Buffalo Vice, who I knew they were missing like most, if not all, of their team. They were missing like, I think Dan had to go and Caitlin wasn't there. I don't even think they had their quarterback. So it's really hard to win a game when you're missing most of your team. Trust me, I know. I miss most of my team most of the year. The Stunts come out. They beat up on they don't beat up on Spinelli's, but they beat Spinelli's, who's finally scoring some points again. Their offense was struggling for a minute, but they got back to 40, so that's really nice. Red Zone Mafia with the easy win over Not So Sticky, who, well, they're just kind of there for fun anyway. That's kind of their thing.
Got it.
And Topper, let's go to you.
Okay. Tiebreakers that are factored into the standings by go. Topper.
Fuck it.
By Topper.
A haiku by Topper.
Topper. All right. So points are based on wins and ties. Okay. That's the first thing. Games played, less games played, higher in the rankings.
Okay.
So in case there's, you know.
Yeah, isn't Scared Hitler's going to play like a 10th game this
They
week?
Are.
So that was just an oversight by the schedule committee?
No, I mean that
Does
we had
every D
We had to do that.
Team play.
No, you guys are the one team that got to play 10.
That's why you play two crossover games, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
Are we the only one who plays two crossover games?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. But that's only because we had an imbalance of teams.
Right. Yeah. So because each. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Go on.
So all right. So here's where it gets tricky. Head to head. So what we found in really digging deep into this head to head is that it takes.
Wow. We are horrible today.
Just Topper explaining things. No big deal.
That's not even that funny. Go on.
But it is.
We didn't even drink
a lot.
Head to head, tip to tip.
Just wiggle your way right in.
Yeah. It takes into head to head, but it also takes head to head against common opponents.
So like Eskimo Brothers.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Go on.
Continue.
All right. And then head to head differential.
Ooh,
point differential.
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 Differential. Did I say that? Am I wrong?
Differential.
Cut me off after this cider, please.
So
it takes also like the head to head, it takes point differentials against common head to head opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, point differential. That's one of the, you know, mm-hmm. factored in. And then finally, points scored for.
That makes sense.
And that's it.
And that's it. That's the seven things that could happen.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Close.
My mistake.
Close.
My mistake. Yeah. I wasn't counting. I fell asleep along the way. But, yeah, so for anybody who cares, that's going to be your tiebreakers, and you're going to forget all of this when you yell at Topper in about a week. So, we'll move on real quick to 3 o'clock so we can wrap up the games.
All right. Itches and O's with the win over 4th and something, 45-41. Talks with the win over Vaspian, 27-14. Red Zone Mafia with the win over Cobblestone, 34-14, and Blitzkrieg with the win over Lenny's Ladies, 30-0.
That was not a forfeit win.
No, it wasn't.
No,
we'll talk
okay.
about it in a minute. But you know it was in 21. You don't hurt my feelings. So Red Zone Mafia beat Cobblestone 34-14, and I have a message from Sam Latuka, who wants me to specifically say, just make sure you make it clear that Daryl lost fair and square and completed more passes to Blake when he was on the other team than he did when we were on the same team.
Wow.
Damn. Sam really, really wanted to beat Daryl, and she did.
Daryl was all upset at me. He's like, this is the last time I'm ever switching a game to accommodate another team. I'm like,
Daryl,
oh.
You have a D2 roster. Shut up.
Yeah.
He's doing fine. So he lost fair and square, and that's really what mattered. Itches and O's rebound from the earlier loss to beat 4th and something, 45.
Yeah, because afternoon.
Right.
Afternoon,
you're
that's, right.
No,
that's
you're
where
wrong.
They
I guess that's not wrong. That's so good thing you hit. Yeah, good work for them. Tox, 27, Vaspian, 14. Dave, let's talk about it.
Well, the entire Tox team showed up. Tyler wore three different jerseys because he forgot his original Tox jersey. Was going to come from a Hein jersey, then borrowed a different jersey that got voted off the island, and there was yet another jersey change.
Why
after
did one get voted off the island?
You'd have to ask Jenna. I don't really have the answer to that question. I just was watching Tyler just coming out with a different jersey on three different plays in the game, so I just gave up. I there was nothing more for me to try to understand. I just moved forward from that point.
I love it.
But Adrian threw the ball well. We played a complete game on both sides of the ball. Vaspian actually scored on the last possession of the game to make it as close as that game finished.
Fair enough. So how do you feel about Tox?
It's been an adventure.
Right. Because, we're half joking, but I know that when you guys were in the indoor league, there was a lot of, promise and hope and all that jazz. Because you guys, you were in every game, and how many times did you guys lose? I'm, getting screwed, kind of. There was a few of those, and I thought you guys had some real, momentum going into here, and then it just feels like it fell apart on you.
Well, I think we definitely had some momentum coming in. I think, having Jeff May throw the ball helps, too. That's not a knock on Adrian at all.
No, it's fine.
Just somebody who knows the game inside and out.
He owned that last week on the show.
There's other contributing factors there, but I think as a team, I think we have a good team. It's just a matter of putting it all together and everybody playing within themselves, mostly. There's a learning curve. Anytime somebody's never played quarterback before, you're going to struggle. I don't care who you are.
Partly my fault. I make quarterbacking look easy, and anyone can do it, and they can't.
Unorthodox, easy.
Not everybody can be the logo.
Not everyone.
So my question to you is, do you think you guys should have been in D4? Do you feel like that was just getting ahead of yourselves?
Yes, I do. I do believe it was getting ahead of ourselves, but at the same junction and point, you have Aaron, you have Tommy Hughes. You can't really be running around in D5 either if everybody's there.
Adrian.
And Tommy's,
yeah, well, he was only supposed to be quarterback, and that might have been the reason to be in D5. Actually, because he's learning, not because it was a knock on him.
That was the cleanest game I've seen him throw. He was throwing on time. He was very, you're welcome, Topper-esque, if
there
you will.
There you go.
Hey.
Showing off.
Remember
not
that.
Topper's speed, clearly,
okay,
but other than that. But no, he played a great game, and it's been a progression throughout the season. It's been a learning curve for him, too, and in all honesty, at least I've seen progress. So that, to me, is that's what we're here for.
You guys think you're sticking together, then?
I have no idea. I would assume that the core probably will if we can get everybody back. I'm guessing you'll see a different Tox team.
So there's no hope of you getting Santa's Secret Sauce back?
There's always hope of me bringing Santa's Secret Sauce back. It's a team that I'll have to talk to Topper here about, actually, because it's been discussed between the James Hearns and Joe Kays of the world here a little bit.
I love it.
I guess I bring the secret sauce.
Why did you automatically assume you're the secret sauce?
Mel's looking at me. I'm like, I don't know.
To be clear, though, Topper, your sauce isn't a secret.
I have nothing.
I know, that's all I got. So, Blitzkrieg 30, Lenny's Lady 0. I'm not taking the big L on this one because I threw maybe my best game in a long time. We walked down the field pretty well on every drive, and we had 8 balls in the end zone that were in these girls' hands that they normally catch, and it was just not great. So many times they'd have it in their hand, as they brought it down, they'd drop it. Just had a case of the dropsies. And think about it, we probably should have scored on literally 5 drives, and that's 40 points. Even if it was only 4 drives, that's 32 points. It's like, there's not much we can do. We got down there pretty well. And like I said, the balls were there, but just normally they'd catch it. This time it just didn't work out. It was a bummer. It is what it is. So we move on from it because, well, everybody makes playoffs anyways. So that's it for the games. This is where we're going to do, I guess let's just do our winners and losers of the week. So usually I'm just going to go around this way. So we'll start with Dave. We'll do winners first. So Dave, why don't you give me
winners
of the week?
All right.
I think the winners of the week was actually the entire league.
Okay.
We pulled off Lenny and Ramir Day, and I think we made them, I think they're proud up above. I think everybody had a good time, minus Travis, who hurt himself walking in a pothole, but and also getting burned by Mel really, really bad. Didn't do him any favors. I also need to issue a slight apology to him. When he hurt himself, I offered to get him ice, he asked me to get him vodka, and I just walked away. So
who are you?
I got vodka for myself.
Oh, I finally found my loser of the week.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure who it was, and now I know.
He's been here the whole time, okay?
Don't talk about Brent that way.
Ah. Wow. Shots fired.
Oh, you did. You missed Lenny Ramirez. It's on you.
That's very, very fair.
That's fair. I can't wait to see what your winner is, because you didn't see anything.
Yeah, I know.
Am I covering a loser as well?
No, we're going to do winners first, and we'll come back to losers. So, Mel, who's your winner of the week?
Gosh. I'd have to say, my three teams, because we won all of them, and especially the quarterbacks.
It's a cool way to say, yeah. Me. It's me. Yeah. I did it. My teams win everything. I'm number one.
Hey, very conceited.
No, cool work, Mel. It's teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right. That's from The Wiggler. All right. So.
The Wiggler. This is going to be a new nickname. Yes. The Wiggler.
Get your t-shirts ready, Patrick. You did it to you. Just remember, yeah. You did it to yourself.
When you get a long sleeve t-shirt, you know it came from Topper.
Brent,
did it to yourself.
It was really the hand motion.
It was the hand motion.
100%. Brent, you're going to give me a winner of the week, and I don't really care what you come up with here. Just be positive. I think it's easy for you.
Yeah, for the most part. Let's see. Winner of the week. You know what? I'm going to shout out my team.
Of course you love
them. Let's TMA, go. Because as it's been a long time coming with getting D5. Into D5. And we are currently 7-2.
Yep.
So the team has really come together this year. Everyone is has been a part of it. There hasn't been there's no time where it's one person all the time. Ryan's right. Throwing the ball to everybody. Everyone's making plays. So TMA just keeping up the good work, regardless of who's able to be there that day.
Do you think it's because you switched your jerseys from blue to black?
Reasons. I'm not saying it's not.
Right. It's the worst. Everyone is basically black. You guys fucked up too in D2.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the white team. It was easy.
I know.
Now you ruined it for us, Dilts, everybody. Good job. But you also have the wrong seat, so that's cool. Patrick, who's your winners?
Okay. I got a couple.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Alright. Dude, don't look. Don't pull a Kroll.
Kroll steals his nuts.
Don't pull a Kroll on me. The Tater Tots.
Yeah.
They got the dunk tank and the fun going.
Right.
I liked our t-shirt guy coming out. That was a lot of fun.
That was pretty great.
Red Zone Mafia went 2-0 on the day.
Nice.
Good day for them. And Stoner Dave and his social media presence. That was very good. It was a good day for the recap because I didn't watch any of the games and right. I could see everything.
I know, yet you knew everything that happened. Yeah. Amazing.
Perfect.
Dave right. actually lost some gloves, so if anybody is listening to this and sees his gloves...
You'll know by the smell.
Yeah.
It might smell like... Never mind.
You'll know by
yeah.
My winners of the week, I'll just get this one out of the way first. Topper, I hate this, but it's you. It's you. You did so much shit for Lenny Ramirez Day that, it was awesome. Getting the reggae band, you do, that's just your normal run-of-the-mill stuff, but the t-shirt guy was awesome. But, making the Prim shirt, fantastic. did you get a picture of the Prim shirt?
I did. That was amazing.
So shout out to Blitzkrieg for being the, I don't even know, the inspiration for
the
that
inspiration.
I actually think this is going to spawn off a lot of Topper shirts that he's going to start making for people.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the shit he's going to come up with. So that was really awesome. And my other winner of the week is Emily Schilling. She was around helping out for the day and whatnot, but she kind of stepped up huge because she needed to step in to be a Breakfast Club captain. And not only did she show up to do that, but she showed up to greet her team with gift bags. She had gift bags for everybody that she called Surviving Lenny and Ramirez Day. there was a bottle. Go on, Dave.
A ring pop, a granola bar, goldfish, water with electrolyte
powder,
and sunscreen.
Yes, sunscreen. And the cup, the best day ever cup.
And the best day ever cup.
I only know all this because there was an extra one and she gave it to me. So that's why she gets my winner of the week. She gave me shit. So that was really cool of her to step up when we needed her. It was real easy, made things kind of easy to deal with. But then to show up and that's the best way to acclimate yourself to a team you're joining with 2 weeks left in the season.
That's funny.
Went out, had a big win. Like Dave said, she played real well to give the team what they needed. So that was it for that. We'll move on to losers of the week. David.
So, I watched the end of the Free Ballers Buffalo Vice game and actually learned something about the rules that I didn't know.
Go on.
That I think, maybe we should, approach in the off season and maybe change. I didn't realize that you had to take two delay of games to stop the clock on offense.
I hate it.
And I found that out this week in a game where, without a shadow of a doubt, having another possession for Buffalo Vice could have made a difference.
Yep.
I know they wound up losing by 13, but another possession with a full set of timeouts changed the game entirely with a two-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to use their timeouts because free ballers took back-to-back, or took a delay of game, and there was no punishment for it till the second one. And then they ran out the game clock.
Perfect. Yeah, well, because we had to put that rule in because you could
do just keep it. Keep going.
You can keep doing it. You can keep taking delay of
game. The master of loopholes, Jeff Kroll, figured that one out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how is it not how is it not a loss of down, though? So if you take a delay of game, how is it not a loss of down? Because that's the other thing that I was wondering.
Dave, we have a rules summit in between every season that maybe you should be a part
of. Well, no, I didn't know this was a thing, to be honest. I learned about it on
delay
this
of game.
This is a Ramir type rule.
Yeah, that's true.
To be fair.
Trust me, when we first started the league, we had not a one-page of rules. Now we're up to 11.
11 team.
So I guess my loser of the day was that specific rule. That's all right. All I got.
Take that rule.
Delay a game rule.
Now they got to be mean. What you got?
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say everyone who was on our team, like my teams, who wasn't there, but we won all of them.
So we don't need you.
I was going to say Topper, but you gave him the win because Lenny had a mere day.
You can 100% make him your loser, too. Do not feel bad.
I made him my loser because I had to drive all the way out here an hour from Derby.
And he called you a cow.
Wait,
yeah. You get my loser.
Which you didn't read into it. That means he thinks he can beat you up.
Whoa.
If you can beat up, logically, if you can beat up a cow, and Mel's a cow, you can beat up Mel. Good work, Patrick. Tuck away to this.
This tracks.
Yeah, He's got nothing. Let's hear it.
He's got nothing.
Well, first of all, I'm the loser. I'm her loser of this week. We need a loser from last weekend.
From last weekend?
Technically,
from
you're
the weekend.
Oh,
yeah, right. I'm the loser of this week.
Astute point,
yeah.
In my Untouchables game, I can't remember the quarterback's name. I left like Rachel and the one other girl, like the girls wide open, and he literally didn't even look at them. So he has my loser for the week.
There you go. That's perfect. I love that.
Great. Now I'm in the company of Newman.
How does that feel?
There's a joke in there I can't read. God damn it. God damn it.
But you have my loser for this week. So.
Thank you.
No, for next week. It's fine. We'll record it and play it.
We'll just have you back.
With mileage.
Yeah.
Double mileage.
With my mileage reimbursement.
I love all of this. Brent, what you got, buddy? What's your loser of the season or whatever you got to say?
Oh, my gosh. So, loser of the week, I'm definitely going to put myself out there.
Yeah, that's right.
I had to miss on Saturday. You know, unfortunately, father duty called.
Say, is everything okay?
Everything was good. Just had a dance recital, you know.
How'd you do?
Well, no, it was not me.
He's lying, Patrick.
Yeah, I know.
my youngest had a dance recital, which went great, but
I don't really think you're the loser. You're the winner.
Yeah, true.
He's the winner for being a dad.
Yeah. Sitting through dance recitals. I will say, I am this week's.
That's an easy
loser of the week.
I also had Brent.
So he did steal yours.
Wow.
I think I can think of like three of yours. So go ahead.
All right. So. I'm a little mad at the ice cream guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, we got off the
lawnmower. Like on the same level of lawnmower guy?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
No, not the same level. Guy? I would have liked him to play the music a little bit more on the ice cream truck.
Did you ask him to?
I did. And he's like, what do you want me to do? Like every half hour? I'm like, yeah, maybe every 15 minutes.
Play it the
entire
time?
Yeah, I'm like, just play the music like, so
if
people.
He listens to it for 12 hours a day. It's not going to bother him.
Right. He's immune to it. So I've never heard it. Never heard it at all.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, I really said I don't really have much. The wind was a little bit much on me, like, for that day. It was annoying, but the fields were in good shape, so no losers there. Oh, and I have one last winner of the week. I'm sorry, we have to circle back to that.
Go ahead, you run the league, it's fine.
Taylor Bergano.
Yeah, she's huge. She's hammered.
Well, she stepped up to ref, too.
She did.
And a couple other people that filled in for Hogan at the last minute, so that was good. Okay.
My loser of the week's Jeff Kroll for not being there. I think that's pretty easy. I thought I had to say it quick because I assumed you were taking it.
No,
so I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
No, good. I'm glad you got that in because I forgot about that.
I don't know how you forgot about that.
Yeah,
but he
Jeff
was
Kroll wasn't there. Of all this.
Christine's friend, who's apparently not a good friend, had scheduled a wedding the same time.
What? So come on.
I think that's one where you just send your wife, right?
Right, exactly. They're
totally
not
fine.
Really great friends.
I gotta stay back and watch The Cats or something.
He would love that, by the way.
Right? Yeah.
That's amazing.
So basically, anybody that didn't make it on Saturday.
Right.
The loser column.
It's almost like, I guess it's almost like, because I know they had the one, I don't know if it's the snowball, I don't know what it is. They had the Special Olympics football thing at the stadium too, though. And that took a lot of people away from sticking around for a while, which is kind of a bummer. Can't do anything about it. They scheduled on the same day as Lenny Ramirez Day, but we're not going to change the date of Lenny Ramirez Day from Lenny's birthday slash Ramirez, death date. Like, that's just not happening. It's a sacred day now in terms of TSL. So it's a bummer that not everybody could be out there, but hey, everybody that was there had a blast and it was a ton of fun. So, like, it's really hard to pick a loser this week. I think the only loser would be the shirt guy in the fact that he didn't have enough colors. Like, a lot of people were looking for multiple colors. Did he even have orange, considering? That's on you for not telling him.
Yeah.
So maybe Mel was right that you are the loser of the week.
It all comes back to Topper.
But other than that, I mean, it went as well as it could have gone. Whatever. Unless you had a magician, but it's fine.
Well,
Lenny wanted a magician, man. A magician or a mime or both.
No, I thought that there will never be a mime at the fields.
Why?
I just don't like them.
What do you have against mimes?
If I'm paying for it, I'm not paying for that.
Dave, I have an idea. You order a mime and have it follow him.
I will gladly pay for that. I will 100% pay for that.
Stop, everybody. I didn't understand why you were number one until right now.
I'm sorry. You're not on the committee. Sorry.
I just created the mime committee. She's on it. President of mime committee.
I have so much revenge in mime, Topper.
Wait, is it a like mime thing or like a fear of mime thing?
Have you ever heard the lurch story?
No.
That's off.
We'll cover that later.
Really, Dave? Because right now it's your final thought.
I am not ending my final thought on lurch. I'm sorry, it's not happening. It's not how I'm going out.
But for real, that's how we're going
to understand. You're going to understand why he has a lot of revenge on his mind.
Yeah. Mime is so much easier than this.
Was this in Jacksonville?
Yeah, this was
Jacksonville. Yeah, we can't bring that on here. This is a kid's show.
Who ruins a steak? Anyway.
He likes his steaks well done, by the way.
What?
Oh, God, I love it. Yeah, it's on the air now.
What?
You think it's funny. Now everybody hates you.
I've had chefs come out and yell at me. I'm okay with
this. This isn't even a lie. All right, we'll actually do final thoughts. David, it's your turn, man. Anything you want to say about the league, life, whatever, you just go right on.
My final thoughts for the day are actually a thank you shout-out to Topper, who I'm making fun of, and everybody else who stepped up to make the Lenny and Ramirez Day what it was. Anybody who had any part, I thank you very, very much. It's literally the essence of what makes the league. A bunch of people we don't know celebrating and learning about people who they don't know. And through time and space, you build connections and you build all of this. And that's what Lenny and Ramirez Day ultimately becomes, is something that's unapologetically itself, which again, is Ramirez. In a nutshell, and I think that's absolutely amazing.
I love that callback.
So, those are my final thoughts, and a mime for Topper soon.
He can bring claws into a mime. All right. Mel, final thoughts, anything you want. Go nuts.
Well, I didn't know Lenny and Ramir.
I know, it's a bummer.
Yeah, so, well, just, like, remembering them and the whole league, they, like, I guess you guys, you three put it together, the league?
Quick history. Drop it down.
No, Lenny and I started the league pretty much out of my other house garage. And before I moved here, we just got on the phone and started calling people that we knew from previously. So we started with 39 teams our first year in fall of 2011. Ramirez was always with us, and it wasn't for like a couple seasons, maybe two or three into it, where I'm like, Lenny, I need to get someone to start doing some other shit here because it's just too much.
Too much, yeah.
And Ramir has always been with us, and, he liked it. And I'm like, hey, you want to take over doing the ref duties? And he did, but then he became, like, game day manager.
Yes.
Which is great.
That's fair.
Yeah. Gets there. He's got everything going. He's got the scorecards. Everything's highlighted nice and neat. And
we don't see any of that anymore.
No, God, no.
That's nothing about against Coach Jay.
No, no, it's just it's a lot of work. It's a lot. Well, yeah, he's a natural person to blame.
If you can't put it on a spreadsheet.
Yeah. But no, so the three of us ran the league forever.
Yeah.
So
my final thoughts are just like a big thank you to like the community. And you go to the bar after your games or between your games, and you like each see like each team sitting with together, and then like people go off and join like a table. And also the bye week next week, are you?
Yeah, it's a bummer. We should have just played each other.
Yeah,
I know.
What, like, so do we not go? Oh, for Breakfast Club,
you guys can play each other.
Well, or I don't know, if our team's hurt now.
Oh. I recommend the bye teams get free mimosas.
That is for Breakfast Club. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes the regular season matter more.
So what? You want free mimosas?
The two bye teams. What's gonna happen? The teams that have byes.
Yes.
Get free mimosas.
Okay. To play each other?
No. No, just for mimosas,
just for
to
getting
watch
the bye.
Oh, just to watch.
Yeah, just to watch.
Oh,
just for fun. Just for showing them.
So you're not gonna play. All right.
Well, Mel, this is a very little known secret that I shouldn't say on a podcast. But if you want the free mimosas, you order them and then you say, "Put it on top of them." Same thing.
Yeah, everything is on top of them.
Yeah.
From now on.
Except for B's brother.
Oh no, that's banned. That also happens.
Yeah, but I thought you put the kibosh on that, so he's not allowed to do it. He's back, so you reopen.
He guilts me into it. He really does.
Yeah, he says, "Tapa, you got one of those pitchers, and you just
got one of those drinks for me that you guys." He's actually phrased like, "I thought you guys would get me one of those drinks."
Yes, it's perfect.
Like, you want one? He's like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
All right.
So our Steph's infection and little
Deeks. Yeah, we just have bye weeks. That's it.
Showing up at 9 o'clock for free mimosas.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, there it is. You heard it here
first. You heard it here first.
Number one.
Right?
Just on the field and all. We are.
I'm just doing it because I don't want you to sleep in.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Brent. It's on you, man. What you got?
It's on me. These two kind of already took the vibe I was going with just the overall, you know,
look at my
greatness of the league. I think I've been in it for, what, 4 or 5 years now, I want to say?
Feels at least like 10.
my body feels like 10. But, yeah, I mean, again, you can't say it enough. Just the amount of people that I've had a chance to meet and hang out with by being in this league is amazing. Just everybody out having a good time. Even when things get a little dicey on the field, a little over-competitive, mm-hmm. you know, 5 minutes later, you know, you can still see the same people sitting at the bar talking it out and just kind of chilling and, like, you know, saying, okay, it was the heat of the moment, right. You know, it was a game and, you know, let's be cool and move on with life. So, yeah, that's about all I got to say, man.
That's fine, man. That's perfect. All right, Patrick, it's on you.
Okay, so...
Wow.
you guys might want to get another drink. So, first and foremost, I think we should have bagpipes following Dave every week.
And so it begins.
Revenge.
You get mimes, I get bagpipers.
I'll take bagpipes over mimes.
And remember,
exactly.
Please remember that the mimes have to pretend they're playing bagpipes.
Joseph, I would not forget that.
This is called truth right now.
That's awesome.
He immediately went for the truth. Yeah. I've never seen somebody tap out.
He's been here before.
I do not want to see this. It was,
Joseph over here being a mime playing bagpipes.
Quiet, Wither.
Yeah. So it was a tough Lenny and Ramirez day, though. This was the third one without Lenny, mm-hmm. and so when you lose two of your best friends, it's not an easy thing. So, anyways, season's going by fast.
Do you like that or you hate that? Because usually you're just like getting it over with.
It's weird because it starts off and you're like week two and like, oh crap, 7 more weeks.
Then you blank and it's
and,
now and you're like,
yeah,
shit.
And yeah, so it's gone fast. It's been exhausting and chaotic. And I did talk to that Allison girl, so she'll probably be out this week. at football, hopefully.
For those who don't know, Allison's the one from the Woodpeckers who, I don't know, died on the field for half a second or whatever happened.
Collapsed on the field.
Yeah, collapsed, whatever. Yeah, that's a wrong term to use, I guess, right? Yeah. But, so she'll come back out? That's pretty cool.
She's coming out.
Okay, good.
And then I should have the playoff schedule out this week, at least the draft of it.
Yeah. Card subject to change.
Yeah, depending on the amount of complaining.
That'll happen. Yeah. It's always going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So is that all? Is that all you got, bud?
That's all I got.
All right, I'm just making sure. Sometimes you got a longer list.
I know. No, that's it.
Yeah, so my final thought, I mean, I'm going to kind of like piggyback on Topper because, like, Lenny Ramirez Day is, like, awesome because obviously it celebrates two people, but, I mean, like everybody else kind of touched on, it touches on the family, the community, the everything about them, and that's really almost more than half the reason we play in this league. It's less about the football every time I step on the field. It's more about the people and what we're doing and the dogs running around in the background, great radio, but still. For those who don't know, like Lenny was, like, the dude for me. He was, like, my mentor. We hung out all the time. I mean, Patrick will tell you, if you saw a phone call from Lenny, you were going to be on the phone for the next hour and a half. So you almost had to, like, ignore the call, but you knew he was going to call back because he somehow always knew that you were available to speak. So it's just like you just bite the bullet and just get on the clock. I mean, like I said, I used to spend 2 hours with him doing these podcasts and then another hour talking about the podcast we just did with him on the phone. So, I mean, I miss that dude all the time, like, every day almost. So it's crazy to just, like, you know, we had that day where we celebrated, like, top set. It's a little tough, but it was still cool. It was still awesome, though. Like I said, you made print shirt. Like, it was just bananas. Like, everything's super – we have so much fun in this league, and I like that we have one day of just, like, let's do as much ridiculous – many ridiculous things as we can. So it was great to see everybody out there and having a great time. People were out – they were at the bar till 10:30, 11 o'clock maybe. I can't really remember. But, I mean, people were just still going and celebrating and toasting them, and it was really neat. I also just appreciate everybody, like Brent coming on at like maybe the shortest notice in podcast history. I didn't even know he didn't play. But I was like, I know Brent lives close, so we had that voice. Mel, I asked you probably today too, because other people bail, whatever. Day's been locked in since Saturday, so at least I did something like half right.
Making a check out from Derby.
Right. Yeah. You get the mileage, let it go. So, but like, I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day to just do this silly little podcast for our silly little football league, where in reality it's so much more than that, and this just proves why, because everybody is just dedicated, not just to the memory of our friends, but to just the people that are around us and what we're doing and how much fun it is, and then you realize, I don't know if I'm ever going to stop playing in this league until, like, I break, which could be very close as soon as I get off this desk, but who knows.
Careful.
So again, thank you guys for taking the time to come out here.
Not a problem.
I can't explain how appreciative it's the least I can do.
Seriously, it's the least I can do.
Yeah, it's a check for you too, Topper.
Topper also collects a mileage check.
Topper gets one wooden nickel every time he walks back here.
Every step.
And with that, thank you everybody who listened to this dribble, who had celebrated Leonard Ramirez Day. I appreciate everybody. It was super awesome. Again, thank you for coming out. Thanks for the dogs. We're going just bananas for the last 10 minutes. I appreciate all of you, and we'll see you at the field for the last week of the season. So, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Incredible thoughts.
In the pitch black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a
on a Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.